USPS expects to post a net loss of $8.3 billion for this fiscal year, almost as much as it lost last year. And with a $15 billion debt limit for USPS, more borrowing is not an option. Postmaster General Pat Donahoe testified yesterday before the Senate Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management.
Mr. Chairman, despite our significant role in the American economy and our aggressive cost-cutting and revenue-generating efforts, I regret to say that we are in serious financial predicaments today. As things stand, we do not have the cash to make the $5.5 billion prepayment for future retiree health benefits due on September 30th, and we may be forced to default on other payments. This could extend to operational expenses.
USPS contends that prepayment for future retirees is a financial obligation that none of its competitors nor any government agency has to live with. The requirement came along with a 2006 postal reform bill passed when mail volume was at its peak. And USPS says the payments were based on what was then a much larger postal service. They've cut their workforce by more than 100,000 people since then. Donahoe says not only can they not afford the future retiree health bill this year, he says without congressional action, it's inevitable that they'll eventually default on payments to employees and suppliers as well. After the hearing, he told reporters that was a last resort, and skipping the retiree health payment would provide at least some breathing room.
The last thing we would do would be to negatively affect delivery of mail, because it's A, very disruptive on American commerce. There's trillions of dollars that go through the mail. 52% of Americans still pay their bills in the mail versus online. So, you know, there's still a lot of mail. There's still a lot in terms of package delivery that we do. We'll deliver 2 billion packages. We deliver a substantial amount of package volume for FedEx and UPS in terms of a lot of the e-commerce. So we are critical to the American public. We will not make decisions that would be that would have negative effects that way. That's why it's so important to resolve this.
The Postal Service also wants Congress to refund up to $75 billion, it says, it's overpaid into the Civil Service Retirement System and another $7 billion in overpayments into the Federal Employees Retirement System. It would use that money to finish off its retiree health benefit prepayments and pay down its accumulated debt. But Donahoe says those are all short-term fixes. Longer-term health for the Postal Service, he says, means more management flexibility, including the freedom to go from six-day to five-day delivery. He says they're also working to cut more costs by removing excess capacity from the postal system, including post offices themselves.
In some small offices, we are looking at consolidation because what we're finding is many of these offices don't even have an hour's worth of work in a day. And if it's close, a mile or so, we can consolidate. Other cases, what we're looking at is many towns have three businesses, a gas station, a general store, and a post office. And what we're looking for is talking to the general store or the gas station to take a contract to provide service. That keeps them in business. That keeps the cash flow. That allows people to have access to those businesses and at the same time get their postal services through that way. So many options. We're willing and we want to hear from people, but we have to move on these things.
Right. Senator Tom Carper, the chairman of the subcommittee, has introduced legislation that would give the Postal Service what it says it needs. It would give USPS access to the FERS and CSRS funds it's overpaid, so it can pay off its retiree health benefits once and for all. Carper says it would also let USPS management run the organization with less congressional interference.
No business facing the kind of difficulties and challenges that the Postal Service faces today would survive for very long if we were told how many retail outlets they should have and where they should be located, or if it were prevented from making operational changes or taking full advantage of the resources and expertise that it has at its disposal. Yet that's what the Congress does to the Postal Service.
Carper says USPS needs to think of new ways to generate revenue, and his legislation would let the Postal Service sell or provide non-postal products and services as long as they're in the public interest. His legislation would also let USPS ship beer and wine for the first time. Donahoe was asked how much new revenue that could bring in.
We don't know, but we think it's an excellent idea because what the Postal Service brings is convenience in that whole industry. We've seen other posts, Australia Post, for an example, has done that, and that's one of their biggest growth products. And we've got the network to provide that service along with the ability to have it held. Our proposal was hold for pickup, so an adult would have to come in and pick that alcoholic beverage up. But we think it's a very interesting proposal.
Several lawmakers expressed concerns about the five-day delivery idea, particularly members representing Hawaii and Alaska, which already get their mail a little slower than the rest of us. And Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill thinks USPS might be surrendering its biggest competitive advantage.
If you were looking at this through the very cold lens of just a pure business model, you are giving away the major advantage you have when you give away that sixth day. You know, what keeps us from going to four? Aren't we really, if we're not careful, if we go to five, aren't we really talking about the beginning of a death spiral here?
Donahoe thinks the answer is no. He says Saturdays are easily the Postal Service's lowest volume day because commercial advertising customers don't want their mailings to arrive on Saturday when people are busy doing other things. He says postage paid for delivery on the other 5 days is effectively subsidizing Saturday delivery. That said,
we do not want to go to the 6 to 5. If financially we're in a situation where we've got to take that as an option going forward, and it is tied directly to the loss of the contribution on first class mail. And if I had an answer to stop that, we'd get that in place right now. But America's changing. People are paying bills online. Every bill that's paid online, that's 18 cents that comes out of our coffers to cover 6 day delivery and a number of the small post offices out there.
And on the subject of small post office closures, lawmakers heard some pushback from labor organizations. Mark Strong, the president of the National League of Postmasters, says USPS spends less than 1% of its overall budget on the smallest one-third of its post offices. He says the organization should find new ways to use its post offices rather than shutting them down and contracting out their services.
Postal service post offices are where the American flag flies in every community in this country. And to take those flags down and replace them with grocery stores or gas stations should be the last alternative, and we should be putting government services, more government services, into those postal facilities.
In addition to Carper's bill, Senator Susan Collins has introduced a separate postal reform proposal. It would order the Office of Personnel Management to recalculate USPS's contributions to federal pension accounts so it stops overpaying. But Donahoe says without the extra management flexibility the Postal Service is asking for, they'll be back before Congress next year and facing another potential payment default. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.